Happy anniversary! Yes, exactly 2 years ago, the Shadowvane podcast released the very first episode of Progenics Labs to the world. During our first few months, we had under 100 plays and downloads combined. Now, over the last 2 months alone, we've watched in awe as we've had almost 10,000 plays and downloads. It still amazes me just how far we've come over the last 2 years. And we want to thank you, the fans, for helping to spread the word and taking your time to listen to our show. Since we're celebrating our anniversary, I thought I'd spread the word about what's coming on down the line over the next few weeks. We are currently working on episode 2 of 1692 The Risen, and are just waiting for a few more lines from our insanely talented voice actors. The moment that episode is compiled and ready to go, we're going to send it out to you, the listener. Our patrons will be getting a preview of episode 2 within the next few days. Speaking of our patrons, we're currently putting together packages for backer rewards for our newest patrons, as well as sending out our brand new 1692 The Risen stickers, which just came in, and they are pretty awesome. As always, thank you to all of our backers on Patreon. This podcast wouldn't be possible without the support from you all. This project has been a labor of absolute love, and currently, it's been difficult with working two different jobs, keeping up two podcasts, and running the website for the questionable Endeavor Network. My hope is to one day be able to take some time off from my second job and devote that time to the show. The only way that will be financially possible is if you consider donating to our Patreon fund. It's our way of keeping a promise not to load our episodes with commercials about discount mattresses and underwear. If you're able to donate even as little as $1 per month, you'll get previews and other behind-the-scenes content. The more you donate, the more rewards you'll receive, such as stickers, a Progenics Labs ID card and lanyard, t-shirts, and more. Speaking of the Patreon, we recently reached our first goal of $50 a month. However, the total amount did drop down after that first month. The $50 goal is for a remastered version of Progenics Labs. We're working on the production of that first episode, and we will continue to do so with the other episodes as soon as we once again reach that $50 per month threshold. Aside from the episodes of 1692 and Progenics Labs, we have some more classic tales of terror in the works. We plan to release a very special episode on Halloween this year of a reading of Edgar Allan Poe's The Tell-Tale Heart. Rob Lucas, the talented voice behind Judge John Hathorne, has an amazing reading for you all that should give you the chills. While you wait for the newest episode of 1692 The Risen, enjoy a very special short story read by two of our superfans and talented voice actors, Stacey Carpenter and Rob Weeks. Tonight's story is Popular Mechanics by Raymond Carver. You can find this story in Carver's story collection, What We Talk About When We Talk About Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. And now, well, it's been 2 years, so I'm sure you already know what comes next.
Welcome to the Shadowvane Podcast. Tonight, a classic tale of terror, Popular Mechanics by Raymond Carver.
Early that day, the weather turned, and the snow was melting into dirty water. Streaks of it ran down from the little shoulder-high window that faced the backyard. Cars slushed by on the streets outside, where it was getting dark. But it was getting dark on the inside, too. She was in the bedroom, pushing clothes into a suitcase when he came to the door.
I'm glad you're leaving. I'm glad you're leaving. Do you hear?
She kept on putting her things into the suitcase.
You bitch. I'm so glad you're leaving.
Yeah.
You can't even look me in the face, can you?
Then, he noticed the baby's picture on the bed and picked it up. She looked at him as he wiped his eyes. He stared at her before turning and going back into the living room.
Bring that back.
Just get your things and get out.
She did not answer. She fastened the suitcase, put on her coat, looked around the bedroom before turning off the light. Then she went out to the living room. He stood in the doorway of the little kitchen, holding the baby.
I want the baby.
Are you crazy?
No, but I want the baby. I'll get someone to come for his things.
You're not touching this baby!
The baby had begun to cry, and he pulled back the blanket from around his son's head.
Oh no, it's okay.
He cradled and looked down at the baby as she moved toward him.
For God's sake!
He took a step back into the kitchen.
I want the baby.
Get out of here!
He turned and tried to hold the baby over in a corner behind the stove. But she came up. She reached across the stove and tightened her hands on the baby.
Let go of him.
Get away! Get away!
The baby was red-faced and screaming. In the scuffle, they knocked down a flower pot that hung behind the stove. She crowded him into a wall then, trying to break his grip. She held on to the baby and pushed with all her weight.
Let go of him.
Don't! You're hurting the baby!
I'm not hurting the baby.
The kitchen window gave no light. In the near dark, she worked on his fisted fingers with one hand, and with the other hand, she clutched the screaming baby by the waist, holding on with a vice grip. He felt his fingers being forced open. He felt the baby going from him.
No!
He screamed just as his hands came loose. He would not lose his son. He grasped for the baby's arms. Flailing, he caught the baby under the shoulder and leaned back. But she would not let go. She felt the baby slipping out of her hands, and she pulled back very hard. In this manner, the issue was decided.
Thank you for listening to A Classic Tale of Terror, Popular Mechanics by Raymond Carver. This episode was produced by Andrew Lister. Voices for this episode include Rob Weeks, Stacy Carpenter, and Andrew Lister. Classic Tales is a production of the Shadowvane Podcast. For more information, visit our website, shadowvane.net. Email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter at shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. To further support our show, leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to today's episode. To help provide monetary support, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/shadowvane. We are also a member of the Questionable Endeavor Media Network. Visit questendnetwork.com for more shows like Tuning Japanese, the Rundown Wrestling Podcast, Raw Attitude Podcast, and the Geek and Gamer Guild. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. Until next time, dear listeners, until next time.